This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The ULM Letterman L Club's Hall of Fame welcomes four new members this fall. The 2015 class includes former football player Vincent Brisby, former basketball player Larry Salters, former baseball player Andy Davis, and longtime broadcaster, my guest, Dr. Frank Hoffman, who joins me by phone. Dr. Hoffman, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you, Jay. I'm honored to be with you, no doubt about it.
Certainly an even greater honor this weekend as you become part of ULM history. Tell us a little bit about the Hall of Fame and what it means to you to be honored this way.
Well, I am honored. You know, Jay, we all have little plaques or trophies or something we've earned over the years for different reasons, and you're always proud of those things. But I do have to admit I'm excited about being named to the Hall of Fame. Some great athletes. I guess I'll be the worst athlete in the history of the ULM Athletic Hall of Fame. however, Bob Anderson, my good friend who was a sports information director for many years, maybe he and I could play a game of horse. I don't know. We could have a close competition. But, yeah, there's some great athletes, of course, and some great people that make up the hall. I think it's like about 130-something members now, and that's out of 10,000 of athletes who have played for ULM in Northeast Louisiana, even the old Washoe Junior College over the years. So, you know, for those guys and gals, it's quite an honor.
Certainly many of those who are a part of the Hall of Fame already, you've had some kind of relationship with, either as a broadcaster or as an MC for these induction ceremonies.
Well, I have been able to MC that, and I broadcast games. Of course, I don't do anything but football anymore. For many years, I did basketball, too, and you've got those guys like Calvin and Kenny Nath, who were very early in my career. The great ladies' teams we have with Lisa Ingram and E.J. Lee Oak, who's now, you know, the assistant coach there. I broadcast some of their games in those games. Those were those days. That was exciting. And football, of course, yeah. I mean, you got people like quarterbacks like John Holman from days gone by, and Bubby Brister, and Stan Humphries, and Raymond Filial, and Doug Peterson, and that list goes on and on. So, yeah, it's exciting to see those names and actually get to be part of that. I am honored by that, no doubt about it, and blessed.
Celebrating a 40-year history of broadcasting games for the Indians and the Warhawks, tell us a little bit of the story about how you got started, because you were broadcasting some games for West Monroe High School. You had done a little bit of public address work in the stadiums. How did you get started as the voice?
Two names come to mind. The first story is kind of an interesting story. Bob Powell, who, of course, later became the mayor of Monroe and owned the radio stations, KMLB, and those stations out there. Bob called me and gave me the chance to be the voice of the then Indians, of course. But he made an interesting comment to me. I went in those days by the nickname Butch, believe it or not. Nobody really knows that anymore, and this is the reason, this thing. And Bob said, look, I want you to do the games, but I want you to go by your real name, Frank, not Butch. And, of course, you know, I was so excited to do it. You know, he could have called me Martin Besnurd. I didn't care. I just wanted to have the opportunity to do that, so I did. At the same time, I was taking a leave from my job. I was a principal at the time in the school system and working on my doctorate, and I took a leave to finish my dissertation that year, so the timing was good. So almost overnight, I went from being Butch to Frank, and ever since then, actually, I've gone by Frank. In fact, most people that know me today don't know that I went by Butch for many years, and Bob Powell and getting me to be the voice of the then Indians is really the reason for that.
I can say that I've heard somebody refer to you as Butch before, because I gave them the strangest look and they had to explain a little bit of that.
That's happened a lot. The other guy that I would mention is Dave Woodman. While I was in college, I worked at the YMCA to kind of work my way through college. Dave was the sports announcer at KNOE Television and a very popular guy in our community, and he was then doing the radio broadcast for Northeast Louisiana State College at the time. And I met Dave while I was working at the Y, and he would come out and work out at lunch like, you know, people do for exercise and things like that. We became friends, and he asked me to go along and actually help with the broadcast, and I kind of became his color commentator. And that got me started. Dave went on and left here later and moved to Little Rock, Arkansas, and became the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. He's now retired, but still a very close friend, and he's actually coming to our event tomorrow. I invited him, and you know, I called him to invite him, and I'm just honored that he's going to be here. So, you know, those are the two names that I think of, I guess, when I think about starting this career.
When you started at doing play-by-play, you worked with a variety of different color analysts. The analyst plays such a great role, and it really is a very tight relationship. Talk about that relationship just a little bit.
Well, the guys in the crew, and of course, you know, you're hearing a small group, but it's everybody up there is important. You've got a what we call a color commentator. That's your expert analyst that talks when really the play-by-play guy is the easiest job. You just tell what's going on. Those other people have to think of something to say. So Scott McDonald does that now. In the early days, that was Richard Burgoyne. Richard has passed on to be with the Lord now. Richard was a great ULM fan. He started with that. We had a guy named Buddy Imanata, who you know. Buddy's maybe the greatest fan in ULM history. Buddy worked with us for many years as our engineer slash statistician slash whatever you need him to be. Dave Farrell started his early season as our spotter. Dave played basketball and helped later in basketball broadcasts. And through the years, that crew has changed. We had Bruce Hanks, who, of course, was an athletic director at ULM and another great fan. Bruce worked with us for many years. Tag Rome, a member of the Hall of Fame himself, is maybe the greatest wide receiver in ULM history. And Tag, believe it or not, is going to emcee the event tomorrow. I'm excited about that. But he worked with us as our sideline man. And then, of course, there was Lou Santama. And, of course, you know, everybody loves Lou. Lou was my color commentator for 22 years. Lou is in the Hall of Fame himself as the baseball coach at Northeast and ULM for many, many years. And, of course, still a great fan and greatly respected by everybody. So those were the guys in the early years. And then other folks I'll have there are my current crew, which is Scott McDonald, who is now our color commentator, and Nick White, who works for the ESPN radio network. Did an interview like I'm doing this with Nick this morning. He's our sideline guy. Corey Crow is our engineer. In the old days, I used to set up the equipment. I wouldn't have an idea how to even plug it in anymore. Corey does that. And my good friend Ryan Chappell is my spotter, maybe the most important person in the box because I can't see a thing. And he lets me know who makes the tackle, who catches a pass, and who does things like that. That's the kind of the guys over the years, and I very much appreciate every one of them.
You've also worked through a number of notable games in ULM history. What are some of the standouts? What are some of the ones that you think back on and go, that was a great game?
When you get asked that question, there's a lot you could look back to, but I guess you always kind of start by going back to the 1987 National Championship season. That season, we opened the year with a team called Louisiana Tech. We beat them 44-7, if I remember right. That was the opening game of the year. We had a quarterback named Stan Humphreys, but we actually struggled some early in the year, lost a couple of games early, came back, and just every playoff game was an exciting, tremendous game. We beat Western Kentucky. We beat Northern Iowa. That was the quarterfinals and semifinals. One of those was overtime. The other was like a two-point win. And then we beat Marshall up in Pocatello, Idaho, in the championship game by a score of 43-42 with Stan Humphreys leading the way. So, yeah, you could go back to many games that year. But one special game in 87 was the game against Northwestern Louisiana. And that's the game that we had the Hail Mary pass that went from Stan Humphreys to Jackie Harris. And, of course, this is the only time in my broadcast career I've kind of lost it because it was just a Hail Mary pass. It went for about 55 yards, and Jackie Harris went up amongst a bunch of defenders and caught the ball in the end zone, and we beat Northwestern. That was early in the year, and, again, all of that helped lead to that great 1987 championship season. But there are other games. You know, we had the Alabama win back in 2007. That was an interesting game for me because that was the first year I ran for political office. As you know, I'm a state representative. And you also know that while you're running for office, you can't be in a public radio or TV position because it's kind of free advertising, they consider it. That's some FCC regulations, and I'm sure you're aware of that, Jay. This year I've been on the air because I don't have an opponent because this is a re-election year too. But that year, the Alabama game was after the first primary, and if it had been before the first primary, I wouldn't have been able to do the Alabama game, and boy, that would have been bad to miss. and the other game I mentioned, of course, is 2012 and the win over Arkansas. I mentioned my good friend Dave Woodman. He lives there in Little Rock now, was the voice of the Razorbacks for many years, now retired. He was my guest in the press box that night, and I certainly enjoyed having Dave with me as we beat Arkansas with that great win in 2012. So I guess that's some games that would come to mind.
Dr. Frank Hoffman, being inaugurated into the ULM Hall of Fame, certainly an honor. Dr. Hoffman, thanks for your service to the university and to this community, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jay. I'm honored and looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.
The ULM Hall of Fame induction brunch is set for tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the ULM Library Conference Center. Tickets are available at the door. Information is on our website at kedm.org.